This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9:08 on Get Her Done Tuesday. Thank you for listening this morning. A little payback. Maybe you can go to Disneyland with Vinny.
You guys, it's going to be so fun. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're going to be part of the big ride.
Yes, the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
But come on, it's Disney.
I know, the whole time.
You're a fine girl.
Fine girl.
You think this song will be playing on the ride,
Such
Vinny?
A fine girl.
I hope so. I mean, I really do love it. It's a great song.
Yeah.
I
love it more now that you guys have played it 400 times for me.
Is that all?
Excellent. Well, we want you to learn the words.
I guess I could look those up, right?
I'll print them out for you so we can sing them together. Oh, Vinny, how about we do it for karaoke?
That's a great karaoke song for you.
Really?
Oh,
you think so?
Yeah. Me and Musette will do the background vocals.
With my girlfriend right there, I'll sing the Brandy song, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
going to be watching the kid.
Yeah. Maybe we can change it
busy.
To Dusty.
Dusty, you're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fun
yeah. For my life, my love, or my lady. It's my radio show.
Yeah, I'm really not going to sing that song at the karaoke party. In fact, I tried to tell you a few minutes ago, and it seems to have just missed you, that
what?
I don't look forward to karaoke like you do. I don't have that, I can't wait for my turn.
Yeah. It's going to be so
As
fun.
As you said, you know, addressed us all and said, oh, that's all anyone wants.
Yeah.
Is their
You're
turn.
Waiting to get up there.
Everyone just wants to get up there.
Listen, you're going to deprive the people of this?
Not everyone wants to get up there, Sarah.
They secretly do, though, Vinny.
They don't.
No, they do.
See how that... You're not hearing me.
Are you talking?
No means no, Sarah. No means no!
Oh, you're so final about stuff. I don't believe it. Anyway, all that and more happening at Disney's...
All right, back to the Disney
yep,
trip,
it is.
Not the Sonoma karaoke event. Where Brandy.
Well, this is part of the big Guardians of the Galaxy ride. We're hoping that they play this. So, Mission Breakout. Right now, caller number 97 800-400-3697. You instantly win a 4-pack of 2-day park tickets. So that's good. And then you could win.
I love
win.
How it goes, dude, and he just comes, Brandy.
Brandy. Try that part again. That's the best part. Oh, you're going to kill this at karaoke.
I'm not doing that.
You sure?
It's not. Yeah, I'm positive.
You did it. Britt, Vinny, just sing that one part. You know you want to. Put it back.
It's like they karaoke. Pop out from nowhere little, with the right. Did it and did it.
I'll give you a little more pre-roll
okay.
here.
Okay.
Oh, that was your cue.
Catches you off guard. I know.
Go ahead, Vinny.
All right.
Here
I'm
go.
Just going to go,
goes.
But no, I'm not doing it, Brandy.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm not going to.
Oh, dude, that's great.
Do the rest of that. This is a contest. It's time to call now, everyone.
Damn it. Brandy?
Really? Call now.
Yes, do.
Right.
800-400-3697. If you are the grand prize winner, you will get to go to Disneyland with Vinny. That is happening on the 23rd of July.
That's the grand prize
That's the grand prize.
Right.
Right now, you win a 4-pack of tickets.
Okay.
4-pack of 2 days. Mm-hmm. Airfare on Alaska Airlines and 2-night hotel stay. If you win the grand prize and you get to hang out with Vinny, it's going to be awesome. Call now. 800-400-3697. Same number used to text us.
Right. And I do have some texts.
All right.
Quite a few, as a matter of fact. We do appreciate you contributing to the show. 408 says, girls are lucky that they have skirt dress options for work when it's 100 degrees outside.
I actually think pants are cooler. When I last thing I want is my thighs pressed together when it's hot out.
What are you talking about?
You heard me.
Just go commando with a dress on.
It's so sweaty.
Free airflow all over the place.
No thanks.
Right?
Yeah.
Yuzette says yes.
I'm in.
Take a pair of shorts. I want some cotton between my legs.
650 says, Vinny, remember all the crap Hillary got for her pantsuits? Hashtag can't win. Yeah, Hillary gets a lot of crap, no doubt. Earned a lot of it, but also, yes, I agree. But then came right out after the election and started
whining
in again. It's very surprising.
I was not happy with it. Right. First she goes away for a while, then she comes back and she's like blaming everybody except, you know.
Blame the DNC. Like,
please stop. Please don't.
Blamed everybody
Hillary.
Right.
Not you, Hillary.
No, I know what you're saying, and I felt the same way. Like, wow, that's a bad look.
Yeah. Well, it's a really bad look when Donald Trump can beat you at something. Like, it's just seemed like, you know, really, you could have put a tree stump up there, and, like, the sensible people would be like, yeah, we have to go with the stump. We can't go with Trump.
I'm with you there.
But you're right. He gets a lot of credit. I mean, he's got terrible hair, and his suits are ill-fitted. And
I'm not trying to, you know, anytime I try to just take the devil's advocate on this, I fear people think I'm defending the guy. I'm not a Trump dude.
Right.
I didn't vote for that guy. And California wasn't even counted in the mix anyway.
Which isn't right.
Well,
the whole system needs an overhaul. It'll never get one, and we're doomed, but, you know, seems like there's some logical ways we could save it.
650 says, pigs have been known to eat humans. Had an uncle who lost a kid because a pig ate him.
Pig
so
ate
sad.
The kid?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, the pig was just...
That story was shocking because Yuzette seemed to see something none of us saw.
She really did have quite an insight into it. As soon as she said it, I'm like, that's exactly what happened. Like, he was trying to get that pig.
Yeah.
The pig had enough.
Well, yeah, it, you know, the thing, it was out.
Yeah.
He had
and
it
out. Was...
Is everything okay?
Yeah, what's happening?
Are we all right?
I just went to go talk to our producer. That's
all right.
But then you were like standing weirdly in the door like
a
creepy guy.
She's gone.
Oh, no, because when the door closes, I like to let it go softly. So I don't interrupt you guys, but clearly I did somehow.
Mission not accomplished.
Well, I was very... Never mind.
Tater tots, while good, are not fries. They have no place in that survey.
I kind of agree.
No, you don't.
I do love tater tots, though. I haven't had tater tots for a while. I have to get some at the supermarket today.
The other day ago,
yes,
I went to the Whole Foods off Stevens Creek, and I put a little thing of tater tots on the bottom and then filled it with scrambled eggs and just ate the bowl of that.
Ooh.
With hot sauce. Killer.
That sounds great. Good choices, Finn.
Thanks. SF has a place with those Belgian fries like Amsterdam. Includes the awesome mayo frites on Valencia. So yummy.
Oh.
You know it?
I don't, but it's nice to know that it's available if I ever have to have it.
If you guys make the Gilroy Garlic Fest this year, get the garlic crab fries. The best thing ever.
Oh. Garlic crab fries.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Sounds amazing.
Is it made out of crab meat or is it crab meat sprinkled on top of potato
That's
fries?
What I picture.
Yeah, me too.
Me three.
Me
you
four.
Know, garlic fries always smell really good, but then after people eat them and you talk to them, you're like, whoa.
Oh, well, right. It's known to be really strong, but it tastes killer.
That's why I don't eat them, because I'm like, I don't want to offend people for the next 3 days. Garlic just lives in me. Oh, damn.
Oh, so it's French fries with crab poured on top.
Right.
In like a garlic sauce.
Yeah.
You didn't do it today?
Looks fully edible.
I'm thinking the reason Lord and Taylor are so close,
Lord
this
and
is
Taylor.
From 650, is that they don't have as many opportunities to have those kind of close friendships or connections with others.
Right. They certainly have some shared experiences that, you know, the average person really can't relate to. Lord and Taylor. Isn't that a store? That's funny.
Well, yeah, but...
It's funny. Lord and Taylor.
Okay.
It is a store.
Like, I can't get over it. Lord and Taylor.
They have 25% off dresses right now.
Oh, do they? Oh. Lord and Taylor should go there.
.com.
Dublin.
Hello, Dublin.
Hello, Dublin.
Dublin!
707 says, it's not that you had your own bed, it's that you're appalled that not all of us did. I'm not appalled. I just didn't understand as Bryn was, I was trying to get the story out of the guy. He had, how many people were in that bed?
Six people.
Six people in one bed.
Yeah.
But, you know, each kid is like counted as like a quarter person at the time.
I
so
understand.
So still three people. Yeah. One too many.
Was it a California king?
Well, I mean, Sarah, three people, you can sleep with your kid, right?
Sure.
Or both your kid and John.
Well, when they were
babies.
Little,
yeah, when they're four and five or six.
Sure. I wished that they would sleep there more. They were just too active. Like, I was like, no one's sleeping.
Right.
Kids doing somersaults on the middle of the bed. If everyone would just go to F and sleep, then it would be totally fine.
My kid actually gets on my pillow and foreheads me in the head. So
you
I move
set up
over,
like a bottom of the bed for
and
like
it works
a dog.
Every time. The next thing you know, I'm
she's
over
got the
on
whole
the
pillow.
Side,
yeah.
And she's got the pillow, and she's just fully.
Her mom's so tiny; she should go on her mom's side.
She likes her dad. I don't know.
Is that what it is, or is she trying to punish you?
The other day, it was maybe that's it. She's trying to punish
you
me.
For being her father.
The other day, she goes. When I grow up, I'm going to marry you. And I was like,
aww.
Well, then I can't marry your mom, can I?
Sorry, Christina. He's spoken for. That's so cute. I remember being like that with my dad,
oh,
too.
Absolutely.
Just like, oh, I love you so much.
Yep.
I'm marrying
King
you.
King of the world.
Yep. There's no other man for me.
That segues to the text from 408. Vin, here's a solution for what to call Dusty issue. Call her Mrs. Christina Hassan. Hint, hint.
Oh, is that from Christina?
You think she said that?
She's pretty funny. That girl.
925 says,
love her dry wit.
I have lupus. I'm not offended at all.
Yeah.
By Lord.
Probably the only people who were offended were people who don't have lupus or autoimmune diseases, and they're like offended for people. I hate when people get offended for other people.
Yeah.
I always feel like let the person be offended or not.
Yeah. Right.
Don't be offended for it. Because that's like that's just like PC abuse or something.
Well, that's where we're at, though. That's the world right. We live in. That's why people find themselves going, let's just not. I don't want to talk
just,
about
you
it.
You know what I'm going to do? Get off Twitter.
Right. Hey, Sarah, I have a small pond, and I definitely had a problem with cats and raccoons eating my fish. Mm. I solved the problem by adding small aquarium air pump with an air stone, and that solved my problem.
An air stone? What is that?
It's usually like a rock that you can connect the line to, and it just comes, bubbles come out of it in aquariums.
What you kind know? Of rock?
I don't know what kind of rock it is. It looks like a rock to me.
So just
like
an air so that they can go down the bottom and get enough air? I don't understand why that would solve the problem.
I don't know why that would solve the problem for raccoons, but...
Does it shoot spears at the raccoons from it when the air pumps go off? Or
oh, this one is more like a spongy-like one. Here, let me take. I'll show it to you in a second.
Okay.
Like the Temple of Doom. Remember that, everyone?
Yeah, I remember.
Yes.
When all the darts shot out of the...
I was thinking actual stones, but in this case, it's more like this. It just, the pipe connects to that, and just tons of bubbles come out.
And the fish swim away?
No, and then the fish are probably hidden or something, or maybe they... Yeah.
The raccoons will find them.
I'm just going to go ahead and see what happens, you know.
There's nothing wrong with feeding the neighborhood raccoon, Sarah. It's a nice thing for you to do. Okay, just got my first order of iota sunflower seeds. Delish.
They are. I was thinking about them the other day. I want the Mosley's to send us more.
I like the pink Himalayan salt, just the plain one.
I like the blue.
That was my favorite one.
Kettle ones.
650 is saying they just ordered from there as well. Very tasty. They sent me a complimentary flavor I didn't order. I'm one of their first customers.
So you can order them online? That's
Looks
interesting.
That way.
Yeah, well, he was saying they're just finding stores to put them in. Mm. And that's always an issue.
Right.
You can come up with a clothing line or a whatever, a food item. But
if it's sitting in your garage, it's not helping anybody.
But you walk into you can't just clear space on the Whole Foods shelf and go, I'll be putting these here.
Right.
you know.
You got to work out some kind of deal.
Right.
They got to want you.
Oh, my God. I totally agree with Vinny about the creepy old people in bed. I'm not even going to read that one. Never mind. You know what? I loved it. That wasn't the scary part of that show at all. People who live in bed together.
I just can't. All
day
honestly,
and night.
It's never really crossed my mind. I think you have mentioned this one other time. And
sure.
Like, it doesn't. That's like the last thing I think about when I think about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is that there's four old people. Like, of course, that's where they are because they're the old
well,
people.
Well, but you also like to stay in bed all day and get bed sores. I'm not into that. Mm. You stay in bed till 2 o'clock if people will let you.
Oh, I know. It's so great. What is it, Tuesday? A couple more days. Don't worry, bed, I'm coming.
By 6 a.m., I feel like I'm rotting.
Rotting?
Dude, at six, if I wake up at 6 a.m., I go, oh, awesome. I have 8 hours left to go.
55 is the senior discount, Sarah.
Oh, 65 is?
No, 55.
Oh, 55.
62 is the age you're considered a senior.
No.
As you were trying to... It's too
What's
soon.
What's the thing I'm in then? What do they start sending you at 50? I think it is AARP. Maybe
it probably is. You start getting the propaganda. They're gearing you up. They want you signed up for it. But you're not there yet. You're not. It's not time yet.
Well, it's getting close, though.
It's not.
Be prepared.
I have to start planning summer camps in January, says 510. They easily cost $300 to $450 per week.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah.
You can join AARP at age 50.
Yeah, that must be the stuff I'm seeing, though. I'm pretty sure John joined.
My boys are 10 and 14, and they ask when I'm leaving.
when I'm leaving for work? Like in the summer?
Yeah,
when
are you getting out of here?
Yeah. I hate a neighborhood party to throw.
I hate that feeling when you're waiting for someone to leave. Whatever it is, whether it's your girlfriend or your mom or...
So you can get going with your day.
Well, whatever it is, you're like, you know, oh, okay, I'm going to get out of here. You're like, all right, go.
Bye.
Well, let me just get, I got to get. And then let me just, one more thing upstairs. And you're just going, oh, my God. Let me go start the car for you. I'll pull it out.
Jeez.
Why don't you just pack their stuff up for them the night before and leave it by the door?
Yeah.
Put your heavy boots on and give them a good kick out the door.
I use my tax refund and plunk it right down for summer camps. The average cost for me is $2,000 to $3,000 a summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Woof. Yeah, I would think once that age where they will, if kids still do that, I know no one entertained me. I split. Mm-hmm. I got on my skateboard and went and played all day, every day. Right now, my kid looks at us and goes, what are we doing? You want to play a game?
Yeah. Well, she's 3.
Oh, God. No, not a game.
It's not like you can kick her out the front door.
Let's play a game.
Yay, Daddy, we're going to play a game. I'm going to marry you. We're going to play dress up like the bride and groom.
Oh, that's the...
This is going to be really fun. And then we'll have a tea party. And then we're going to go to the Care Bear factory and make our own teddy bear and then jelly bellies. Yay, summer.
Is that my daughter?
Yeah.
All right.
Daddy. You want to marry me too, right, Daddy?
Yeah, of course, honey.
Yay. Want to play a game or something? You just want to say, no, it's the last thing I want to do. But you can't, because you brought them into the world, and you're like, I guess I have to, huh?
Right. Let's play Trouble Trolls. Yay! 925 says, so, Sarah...
Yara.
How was John's homecoming?
Gross. Let's go. We got right to it. It was fun.
Was it fun?
A lot of laughs, yeah.
Oh, good.
It was happening. It was on.
Usually make that sound like a chore, so it's nice to hear occasionally that
Oh, it's a total chore, but it was, you know, we had a good time. Yeah, I did that like twice and it was over. It's fantastic. He apologized. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's a good sign.
Yeah. I'm just so horny. Mm-hmm. Okay. I do my wifely duties. Let's do this thing.
Good for you.
I got stuff to do today. I got to go get some fish.
Am I out of time or can I keep going?
It's up to you.
I'm out of time.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be saying goodbye. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you for joining us today on this lovely, I guess, sort of first day of summer. Officially tonight at 9 or something is
whatever.
The summer solstice.
Summer is on. Everyone's out of school. It's going to be hot.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
It's summertime. So have a wonderful day. You did a great job today, Vinny. I would laugh my ass off at you all morning
long.
Oh,
thank you so much. I enjoyed you as well.
Thank you. Don't forget, there are more chances for you to get in the running to go to Disneyland with Vinny, noon and 5. We've also got Coldplay tickets all day, and that grand prize is a trip to Paris to see Coldplay. So be listening to the Alice all the live long day, and we'll catch you on hump day.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.